Oh, yeah, Bill. Yeah.
Okay, good evening, gentlemen. Today, we're finishing the book of Korbanos. We're on Perek Dalet Hilchos Tmur Halacha Yud Aleph, and we're in the final halacha of the Rambam in this section over here, where you cannot change kachim from one form of kachim to another. Halacha Yud Aleph. Hamishanes HaKadosha Mikdusha LaKadusha. If you want to change an animal from one Kedusha to another Kedusha. For example, let's say you have a korban that's an ola. It is an ola ready. And now you look at it and you say, this should be a shlamim. Or let's say he has a shlamim. And he says, this should be an ola. We're not talking about a tumor anymore. We're not talking taking the Kedusha, moving it out to somewhere else. You want to change the Kedusha of the animal. You cannot do that. You're not allowed to do that.
The same animal.
Same animal. Here's the little ola over here. See, there's the ola.
We're changing the category.
And it says, now I want this to be a shlamim. So if you do that, over below Sase, you have transgressed the negative commandment, Shenemer Babachor. It says by a Bachor, we'll see, you're going to learn from all of this from that, a Bachor that was already born. It's already came out as a Bachor. It's a Bachor now. It has Kedusha's Bachor.
Yes.
And it's, the Pasuk says, Lo Yaktish Ish Oso. A person cannot sanctify it, which means, what can it mean? Sanctify. It's already Kodesh. The answer is Shalom Yaseno Oshom. You can't turn the Bachor into an Ola or Shlomim. You can't do that. And we're going to learn from there, Vahu Adin, that's the Binyanav. Once you have a rule by one type of Shlomim, you can apply it to all Shlomim. Vahu Adin Lashor Kadashim. So all Kachim has that law, which is She'ein Mishanin Osam Mikdusha Likdusha. You can't change it from one holiness to another. Doesn't matter whether it's Echad Kachim Mizbeach, whether it was holy things that were designated to go on the Mizbeach, the Echad Kachim Edekabais, or whether you sanctified it just for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. Can't do that. Ketzad, for example, Im Hiktish LeBedekahechol. Let's say, even when you give it to Bedekabais, you can earmark where you want it to go for the Bedekabais.
Right.
So say, I want it to go for the Hechol, to upkeep the sanctuary part of the Beis HaMikdash. Then he can't change it. Lo Yishana Lo Bedekah Mizbeach. Can't change it to upkeep the altar. V'chein Kol Kavyoitz, anything similar to that. Now, although you're not allowed to do it, but regarding punishments, V'ein Loikin Al Lavzeh, you don't get lashed for this lav. Why? Because it's not lav She'ein Bo Maiseh.
Wow.
Okay, that's number one. And number two, what he does doesn't even work. Nothing happens. It doesn't change the Kedusha anyway. So you transgress a lav,
but you didn't accomplish
anything, and you don't get lashed also because it was a lav she'ein bo maaseh.
So just one comment, sort of question. Like, if it's a firstborn, it is what it is. That's the way it came out. So it's already got that designation. It's not like you designated it, like...
Okay.
So, because you had a choice to designate it, it's not the same equivalent as it was a firstborn.
It doesn't matter.
When it's
a firstborn, it has Kedusha Merechem.
Right.
But when you sanctify it, has the exact same Kedusha.
It gives the equivalent of Kedusha.
Exactly. Always is that way. Always is that way.
But I'm not clear about that. So what? How does it get the status, whether it's a shlamim or...
I go to an animal, I say, I hereby declare that this animal is a shlamim.
Right.
And your power of your mouth makes it holy for kachim.
Right. So your intention is what does it?
Yes.
By saying, so yeah. No. Hang on, I'm just saying that because you designated it, that's a little bit different than... It's not as strong as it came out of the first one. That's all I'm saying. But yet we're saying it's equivalent.
It seems not as strong.
But either way, it has a Kedusha. It has a Kedusha. So it is holy, desecrated to God either way.
Yeah.
You have the power to make something holy, no different than when God says a firstborn is holy. And we learn one from the other.
So basically you have one chance to decide what you want to do with it.
That's right.
Yeah, you get it right the first time.
Yeah.
So you can't change it. Okay, however, if you want to be a little sneaky, there are ways where you could legally sneak it out. Let's see how. Well, you'll see. It's totally legitimate. You'll see why.
Okay.
Let's just remember, when does the Bechor become holy? At what point exactly?
When it comes out of the womb.
When it comes out of the womb. That means when it's just a fetus, it has zero Kedusha. because the Torah says it's the peter rechem.
Right.
It comes out of the womb. So if it doesn't go out yet, it's not kaddish. So we have a way of maybe making something not that it should be a bechor, but it really isn't violating any rules because you're not going to be changing it. You're just not going to let it start, as you'll see in a minute. Kate said, "Ma'arimin ala bechor." How could you do a little bit of trickery on a bechor? Lakdish ala mizbech, to sanctify it for the mizbech hekdesh achar, a different hekdesh than what its destiny is a bechor. You can shift the kedusha away before the kedushas bechor began, although it ultimately was going to be. But not yet. You could change it. So let's see now. Makdisho babeten. You sanctify it when it's still in the stomach. Kodin shavola, before it's born. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, when in regards to not changing the kedusha, it says by the bechor, asher yivukar laHashem. One that's become a bechor to Hashem, that's by birth, lo yakdish ishiso. Also, a man cannot sanctify for something else. When can you not sanctify it? Mishayuvukar. When it becomes a bechor, iatomatish, you can't sanctify it, implying avalatomatish abet, and you may sanctify it as long as it's inside the mother and hasn't gone out, because it doesn't become kaddish until it comes out. Lefika, therefore, but there's limitations to this, Yesho, he can't say the following. That which is inside this animal, which has not yet given a firstborn yet, but there's something inside. So I don't know, they had no,
ultrasound.
Ultrasound. So it's a boy or a girl. You can, but one thing's for sure, if it's a girl, it ain't going to be a bechor.
No.
But he says, im hu zachor, if it's a male,
hold on.
Now. And you can do that now when it's an Uber. Harei zeh ola. I want this to be an ola. Okay, and we'll see in a minute. You only can do it when it's a higher level kedusha and not a lower level kedusha. Because an ola is completely burnt. So it's a higher level of kedusha. So you can do that. You could say it's an ola.
But you can't say
because it's not yet a bechor. So since it's not a bechor, I could get it out, so to speak.
By an upgrade.
So let's say the guy, you know, has an obligation during an ola, so he can get out of his animal being a bechor by designating it as an ola. But he can't say to the animal there that I want to be a zivchei shlamim. Why? Because they're going to take it to a lower kedusha. You can't uproot it from the potential kedusha for his own benefit, which would be a shlamim for himself. Although bechor for a kohen is a shlamim, but that's for a kohen, but not for you. So it's a lower level kedusha, and you can't change it from a potentially stronger kedusha to a lower level. And the commentaries say, but this would only be rabbinic in nature.
Yeah.
It couldn't be biblical because you really didn't do anything wrong. But the rabbis don't want people to start not having any bechors. If you're doing an ola, you don't gain that much because you don't get to eat it. You make it a shlamim, it's guaranteed benefit for you. So therefore, the rabbis didn't want people to do this. However, and at what point does the kedusha start? What if most of the head has crowned and has come out, and he makes and says yosh v'nola? Nope, too late. Arayz a bechor ve'ena oila. It's a bechor and not an oila. So that's the way you can get out of it.
Now we're saying that your designation before it's born overrides what it really is.
What it will become. It doesn't have kedusha. Let's say like this. Coming out of the animal, that's the point where it gets kedusha. Comparable to what you designated as kedusha.
So you can eat it before then.
What? What about it?
You can eat it.
You can't eat it.
No, the colon eats it.
You could designate it as an ola. An ola gets burnt up. So you don't benefit.
Yeah. And you don't benefit from it before?
Right.
So that's why you could do that.
Higher level corpus.
But to make it a higher level. But if to make it a shlamin.
Hashem gets more.
It's a lower level kedusha, and you're going to. Yeah. Don't you understand? A person would want to make it a shlomo because he gets to eat so much meat. So, Rabbi, if you can do that, everyone's going to make it a shlomo.
Not again. I'm just saying that it doesn't change. It really is what it is when it comes out. It's still a firstborn.
No, it is, but it's already an ola beforehand. It belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Let's say Beis HaMikdash owns animals. Let's say you consecrated an animal for the Beis HaMikdash, a regular animal, female animal for the Beis HaMikdash, and it gives birth to Bechor. It doesn't go to the Kohen because it belongs to Hashem, only if it belongs to a Jew. So therefore, you gave it to Hashem before it became a Bechor, that's all. However, you give over ein marimim al behemes hektish. You can't make a trick with an animal that's already hektish. Let's say you made an animal a shlum, and now the animal is pregnant. Now you want to take that baby and change its kedusha before it's born. That you cannot do, as we'll see why in a minute. It remains with the holiness of the mother. Because the rule is Shevlados Kachim, a fetus inside Elam, that is already Kodesh. That's the difference between that and a Bechor. A Bechor, the mother's not Kodesh. The animal becomes Kodesh when it's born. But when the mother animal is already Kodesh, and now you got a fetus going inside, they exactly are the mother. So the mother's a shlumim, the baby inside is a shlumim already. Gemosher, as we explained, for a called uber mehem, any ubar, any fetus inside that hektish animal, kedusha sima, has the same kedusha as the mother. You can't change it when it's in the stomach. Kedem shas a bechor like you did with a bechor. Why? Shabachor, you could do this. Why? But it's the also who should be Scottish. Bechor, when it goes out, it becomes hektish. So you could beat it to the punch and make it an ola before it comes out to be a bechor.
This is a done deal.
But if an animal is already an ola or a shlomim, and now it has the fetus inside, it's already a holy animal for that purpose, and you cannot change it. Now the Rambam summarizes of 2 points about this chok of tmura. And this was one of the original questions we asked in the beginning when we said, when you make the tmura, the kedusha stays on the animal. And people were wondering, like, how does that work exactly and why is that so? Now the Rambam is going to give us his explanation. Even though all the chukim of the Torah are decrees from Hashem and they aren't according to human understanding, like I explained at the end of the laws of Me'ilah, still it's a myth. We don't question them, but it's still roy. It's fitting he's pointing them to reflect on them. Whatever you could come up logically within our own understanding. Not that we're saying this is God's reason, and not that we're trying to understand God's wisdom. But we're not going to question the mitzvah, we're going to follow the mitzvah, but at least to our feeble human understanding, we'll try to come up with some reason so we can have some idea of what it is, not assuming that it is the reason. The earlier rabbis already told us, Shamelech Shlomo having Rov HaTamim, King Solomon was able to understand most of the reasons of the Chukim, but not all, because we know he didn't understand Paraduma. But it was a Hogan. He came up with the reasons, and he's allowed to come up with the reasons. Again, we don't say, well, based on my reason, I'm going to start making exceptions to the rule. No, you can't do. But you could try to come up with a reason. So, yay, really. So, therefore, it appears to me, I'd like to throw in my 2 bits as to the reason of tamura. And why, when you want to make a tamura, we say that the second animal becomes Kodesh. Shezesh Amar Akasa, that when the Pasuk says, Vahayahu Utmuraso Yia Kodesh, when it says the original animal and its Tmura are holy, I want to make it similar to another mitzvah in the Torah. Ki'inin Shamar, like it says, by redeeming a house that you sell. Remember, if you sell your house and now you want to go and redeem it, there's special halachas for this, which are, if he sanctifies his house, he makes his house holy, okay? Now, and he wants to redeem it, Yigal es beis, so he can redeem his house, but what does he have to do? V'yosav chamishis kesev erkhalav. He has to add a fifth to the price, which is really 25%. Let's say the house is $100,000. He has to redeem it for $125,000, because now that's $25,000 out of $125,000, which is one-fifth. Fine. So now why? Why do you got to pay more? Just redeem it for what it's worth.
No.
Look at this great insight. Yorda Torah of Machsheves Hadam Uksas Yitzhara. The Torah has gone deep into the thoughts of man and a little bit into his Yitzhara. Sheteva Shel Adam, the nature of people, Noita, is to be inclined Laharbos Kinyona, to increase his wealth, Velochus Al Mamona, to have compassion on his own wealth. So therefore, the guy went and sanctified his house. And he says, you know, I don't know, it's such a good idea. I want to get it back. Oh, okay, got to redeem it. Okay, so let's say redeem it at face value. What's going to happen? Even though he made a vow and he made it holy, but after Shechazra, maybe he regretted it. He regrets. V'yifta, he's going to redeem it. Now, simply you'd say, well, really, the guy's just redeeming for what it's worth. Why is it basically making money off of the guy? Just say, redeem it. What it's worth, redeem it. But you know what? When a person does that, they say, well, you know, people say it's worth $100,000. Yeah, but I know the roof needs to get fixed, and the market value is less, and the Chinese don't like the number on my house.
Number four.
And that, and, you know, I think maybe it's worth $80,000. Maybe it's worth $80,000. And you're going to give $80,000. And you're going to come out to redeeming it undervalued.
Sure.
So Torah, therefore the Torah says, just to be safe, in Padalas, if you're going to be the redeeming it, Yosef Chomesh, you add a fifth. Not other people redeeming.
You.
But you. So we figure if we did a fifth, even if you're going under, you're not going to go that far under. Like, it's going to be crazy. You're going to say it's worth half the value. So that way it's covered. So that's how we explain that mitzvah. Same thing over here. Let's say you sanctify an animal, the kedusha of its body, and you say it's a shlomim. Could be after you did that, shema yachzer, maybe he regretted it. But you can't redeem it because it doesn't have a blemish.
Right.
So what are you going to do? Well, what am I going to do? Yachlifeno, I'm going to want to make an exchange. I'm going to say, okay, I want to exchange it. I want this animal to be instead of that one. But you know what you really did? You took one that's worth half the value. Right? He's going to get permission to change a bad one for a good one. He'll explain the good one for a bad one. I think it's good. Beauty's an eye of the beholder. I think it's a pretty good animal.
Oh boy.
So in other words, once people are regretting, and once, so a person might come to say, I want to make an exchange. Therefore the Torah, as it were, made a fence, closed the fence around that he can't do it. And here's the point. Uknaso, and the Torah has penalized the fellow who makes the switch. The Amar, it says, Vahayahu utmuraso yakodesh. It and its exchange is holy.
Yeah, double or nothing.
And therefore, you're never going to gain by doing it. You want to make an exchange. Why would the guy make an exchange? He doesn't know. He thinks he can exchange it. No. If you ever want to try to make an exchange, they're both going to be holy. So forget about it. And all these types of things are to push down our Yetzer, Uletake Beyosav, and to improve our Midos. Verov Dine HaTorah, and most of the laws of the Torah, Eina Ela Eitzos Merachu. He's waxing poetic from the prophet Yeshaya. These are only ideas from a distance, meaning from Hashem. Advice from Hashem. Migdol HaEitzah, the one who is great in invites. In other words, how great, really the pasuk over there means, how great is Hashem's plot to rectify the world. That's Migdol HaEitzah, it's playing on words here. But how great is Hashem's advice, he gives us his mitzvahs, because they're really mainly for what? L'taken et Deus, is to improve our midos, l'yasher kol ha'masim, and to straighten out our actions. V'chein omer, so it says in Mishlei, to end on a nice note, Halacha safti lacha shalishim. Hashem says, I have written for you noble things, b'moetzas v'das, in advice and intellect, lahodiacha, to teach you kosht truth, imre emes, the words of truth, lahashiv amarim, to refute those who claim otherwise, emes l'sholchecha, truth to those who send you. In other words, Hashem is, the Navi saying, Hashem is giving you the real truth, And the ideas he gives you keep you on a straight path. And therefore, over here, the mitzvah of tamura is therefore you shouldn't do it. And if you do it, if you're penalized like that, you're never going to come to exchange things at a less value. We have finished the laws of tamura. We've finished the laws of karbanos. Tomorrow we start the next book. Just to give you an idea.
Here it is.
That the book of Tahara is first volume equal to karbanos, a second volume larger than this one.
So those are how long will that take?
Sad, I don't know.
A couple years.
Could be a year and a half. Well, this took about, I don't know, not that long, 7 months?
More than that.
Corbanos? I don't know, whatever. So it's about the same size, plus that and a half. So you can figure about 2 years or so. Yeah. God willing, and then Laws of Kiddush HaChodesh, and then Gamarnu.
No, then we got to do the season.